Mary had a little man.
The Fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump's pick to run the Department of Defense, is an unconventional pick for an unconventional president.
Unconventional.
And someone who, despite a long list of controversies, Trump has stood behind.
He loves the military, and I think people are starting to see it.
Hegseth is a decorated combat veteran and ran two veterans organizations. But his main professional experience was as a Fox News host. In his opening statement obtained by NBC News, Hegseth leans into that outside perspective, saying that Trump believes, quote, it's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm.
What?
A change agent. Someone with no vested interest in certain companies or specific programs or approved narratives. Hegseth has also been the subject of numerous media reports about his background, including police confirming an investigation into a 2017 encounter with a woman who accused him of sexual assault, an allegation he denies, and no charges were filed. Hegseth has said the incident was consensual and that he paid his accuser an undisclosed amount in 2023 as part of a settlement agreement. Some GOP senators have been quick to dismiss the claims.
I'm 110% behind Pete Hegseth. We're going to get him across the finish line.
But other senators want more information about that incident and other accusations. The committee received an FBI background check last week. But sources tell NBC News it does not include interviews with the woman who accused Hegseth of sexual assault and both of his ex-wives, leading Democrats to look for answers in the hearing.
Well, it raises significant questions, and that's the purpose of our hearing.
That was the purpose of the hearing, and did we find out anything? No. You know what we found out? We found out that the FBI actually has a client. And the client that it has is the Trump transition team. Now, you know, if you listened yesterday, you knew this. You knew this because we went over it there. But it's just so fascinating that the FBI actually was not allowed to or encouraged or asked to investigate any of the NDA agreement signers, any of the accusers of Pete Hegseth, none of his wives, with whom he also took an oath. That's right. He got married to them, and he took an oath, and he said that he would honor them, he would love them, he would cherish them, he would remain faithful to them, and none of that happened. So, you know, he says he's going to take the oath to be Secretary of Defense, and if he is confirmed to be Secretary of Defense, when he takes that oath, when he takes that one, he'll mean that one, he'll mean that. He'll mean that one, and included with the promise to mean it is a promise to give up drinking. Only if he's confirmed. Hey, listen, ladies, if he's not confirmed, he's going to go on a bender. Warning, warning, he's out there. He's drunk. What the hell? What? And what is this thing about? It's about time we had somebody who had dust on his boots. Are you saying that our current Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, was never a commander in a battle zone? Are you saying that Mark Esper was never, in battle? Are you saying that James Mattis, who was a Marine commander in Iraq, Marines, are you saying that they have no service? They don't have any, only Hegseth does. And in this weird way, he started the whole thing. I mean, I don't know if you saw I don't know if you watched it. It was, if you didn't watch it, you really need to grab it on a rerun if you have a C-SPAN rerun available to you. Just watch it because it's hair-raising. It's so bad. It makes the Kavanaugh hearing look like a day at the beach. And again, we found out from the Kavanaugh hearing that the FBI did not investigate any of the accusers of Kavanaugh. That instead of the FBI fielding the leads from the multitude, I mean, it was thousands, literally thousands of calls to the FBI to report that he did that to me too. It was the Me Too thing, right? And the FBI didn't investigate any of those women, none of them at all, under the Donald Trump FBI. And instead, the calls were directed to the White House. Do you remember that? I mean, so what Donald Trump uses the FBI for is to block information, not gather it. Now, the FBI is doing a service for us, supposedly, when they help an incoming team of president and vice president and, you know, cabinet members and things like that. They literally are, you know, posing as the vetters of people who would be exposed to the deepest, most closely held secrets that the United States actually has. Now, we know Donald Trump can't be, you know, he can't be responsible for keeping those secrets secret because he didn't last time. And nothing happened to him because he's learned that our justice system can be delayed to the point where justice is denied. And he knows how to play that game, and he played it. And he won. But that's the only trick he knows. It's like Elon Musk knows how to make phone calls, you know, and he knows how to get government grants, and he knows how to get rich people to give him money. I mean, it's like these guys are one-trick ponies. They each have a trick. However, we never found out about Kavanaugh's, you know, alleged accusers because Donald Trump used the FBI to not take calls, to cover it up, to not investigate, to not ask questions, to not follow through, to not follow up. And the same thing happened here. The same thing happened here. What we found out yesterday was that the FBI was not asked to interview the ex-wives of Hegseth, who he cheated on with the successive wife, right? And that the FBI was not asked to investigate the women who signed NDAs or the women who accused him of being violent. Okay, so because the incoming didn't ask for those things to happen, they didn't happen because that's the way the FBI approaches vetting for an incoming team. The incoming team has to request whether or not they want a real investigation or not, and they don't. They didn't. So Hegseth was able to sit there today and freaking lie and claim that, you know, the Jane Meyer New Yorker article is the one that he says quotes anonymous sources. And no, you know, there are plenty of sources that are not anonymous. There are plenty of people who worked at Fox News who put their names on what they saw. And that was that Pete Hegseth came to work drunk many times at Fox News. There were people who put their names on the fact that Hegseth came drunk to work at Concerned Veterans for America. There were names on the accounts of Hegseth spending more money at these not-for-profits than the not-for-profits were taking in, causing them not to be able to, you know, go on. And he damaged them. He ruined them. So these are not all anonymous reports, okay? But he's sitting there saying, oh, yeah, you're just, you know, you were just saying, you know, you're quoting anonymous sources and blah, blah. And Tim Kaine, finally, you know, when it was time for him to question Hegseth, he was like having none of it. He said, these are not anonymous reports. We have, you know, the names of these people. We just don't. We're not going to introduce them into this, you know, particular hearing, because I think we all know what happens to people who speak the truth about somebody Donald Trump likes, or somebody Donald Trump is saying is worthy, or somebody Donald Trump is covering up for, right? If you speak like Shea Moss or Ruby Freeman, your life will literally be destroyed. And then you could wait 4 years or maybe more to get to court, to get justice for the lies that were told about you by very wealthy, high-ranking, well-connected individuals, i.e. Rudy Giuliani, at the behest of Donald John Trump. And so they don't want to say the names, but they have them.